stink, stank, stunk.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
If you missed the announcement on Friday, we did announce the 32 towns that are in our March Madness for small towns. So we would like you to go to our website and start voting on the bracket, please. Okay? A lot of towns in there. Some real tough battles in the first round, like some favorites like Chelsea and Perth against other favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like Almont, like some real big names going head to head in that first round.
Feel free to either give support or throw shade at a town on the list.
On our Dougie line?
Yeah, on the Dougie line.
Yeah.
Give it a call, 613-216-3849. Leave your message.
But go vote for us.
You can swear to, we'll censor it for
you. Sure, of course. Yeah. You can say whatever you want. We got you. We got your back. I saw Dune 2, guys, on the weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if you're interested. A lot of hype the movie's getting. As like the savior of the box office.
The hype I saw mostly was for the popcorn bucket. Did you get one of those?
I did not get the alien fleshlight popcorn bucket. Okay. I didn't see it at the Cineplex I was at.
Is it just an American thing? Or do they have
I mean, I don't want to say it is in case it is here, but I did not see it. It was not an option, and I did get a popcorn, so I did not.
So you just had to use the bag as the fleshlight then?
I just didn't do that in the theater in public with other folks. You know, I was able to control myself for 2 hours and 37 minutes.
2 hours and 37 minutes, eh?
It seems like I think every movie is that long now, Jason.
Really?
Yeah, 2 hours is pretty standard, especially for like a big...
Well, 2 hours is fine. It's the extra 37 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that was too much for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you probably could have cut it down.
It's a big story. It's a lot to tell.
Yeah, but they made it up.
It's a huge...
Right?
Well, they didn't make it up. The author made it up.
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
And
he's long dead, so
they're
trying to stay as true to his vision probably as possible.
I saw very positive reviews.
Fantastic. If you like sci-fi, obviously you have to be in
the sci-fi. Yeah, I'm not a sci-fi kind of guy.
But it's the two movies together are some of the best filmmaking I've seen in a long time. Like, it's absolutely stunning. Like, it's... That's what a movie should look like.
Is it real scenes or is it like CGI stuff?
There's both. There's both. I mean, it's on alien planets and with spaceships and stuff. But
so it can't be real then.
No. Right. But it's, but the cinematography is it's unbelievable. Like, it's really, really visually, and the story's a solid story. It's great. It's well done. Anyways, I really like it.
Are they starting to make movies that I should go see in the theaters again?
If this was your genre, I would heavily suggest you go see this movie in a theater because it's just the scale of it needs to be seen in a theater. Yeah.
The pandemic just really killed movies for a while.
It did, and then the strike, and then it hasn't been a good run for movie makers. But this would be one if you like the first one.
Never saw it.
This is the second half of the same story.
I remember seeing trailers for the first one and thinking that's dumb.
Well, yeah, but you think a lot of things are...
I'm
not a sci-fi guy.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie I've seen in a theater in a long, long, long time.
And that's saying something, because usually you go see a movie you're excited about, and then you don't like it.
Yeah, generally.
This might be the greatest movie of all time. We've never heard him talk this positively about a movie.
No, I don't think
so. That's not true.
No, it's not this positive.
Which one did you say you really loved?
Sherlock Holmes, he liked.
Yeah. No, that's the worst movie ever made.
It's
one of them.
It wasn't great.
It's one of them.
Now, I did see a review for it, and it said, it got me. It said 23% on Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, oh my God, I thought everyone loved this movie. So it reposted the review of the original Dune in 1984.
That was not a good one.
Yeah, right. I was like, ooh, that's a low mark. That is a low mark.
I mean, it's a campy kind of like, favorite now, the old Dune.
But
in terms of like an actual solid movie, definitely not. This one is a far.
Anyway,
it's a Canadian director, man. He's fantastic.
Very happy for you.
Do you like the Sicario movies, Jason? Did you see those?
No,
see Sicario. I thought for sure you'd see Sicario.
What's that about? Like mobs and like Mexican.
Yeah,
cartel?
Mexican mob cartel.
I did see that. Yeah, it was okay.
With Emily Blunt.
Yeah, it was okay.
You didn't like it? Oh,
it was okay.
Same director. Anyways. 93% are on Tomatoes. Wow. If you like the first one, go see this one in the theater. If you haven't seen the first one, watch it first and then go see this one.
I'm happy for you. You're able to enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
that's nice. Great.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Your disappointed support. You didn't get the bucket.
I didn't see it. I want to get the bucket.
I know.
Well, I'd love to bring it in here. I know that's all you guys cared about was the bucket.
That was really the most interesting part of this movie.
What did you call it, Jamie?
The bucket.
No, you called it something else.
I'm not saying what I called it.
Oh, okay. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show we dedicate to stuff that caught our attention. And we each bring a story to the table to share. I just want to remind you guys quickly to swing by Shea106.com because the Bigs and Bar March Madness of Small Towns is going on, and we'd like you to go vote on the first bracket of 32 on the Small Towns head-to-head. Battling it out just to get a big old party from these guys. Don't forget Almont, reigning champion. Will they do it again?
Poof. Very key word that reigning champion said because it was raining when we were there.
It was indeed, but it was a hell of a time. Now, Jason,
yeah,
myself and Jamie both saw this story, and I think we know you've mentioned it also. But your favorite potato chip company,
oh yes,
Covered Bridge,
yeah. Sad news from them over the weekend.
The potato chip that you've been raving about for decades,
yeah,
had a giant fire at their factory in New Brunswick.
Yeah, I tried to go to the factory when I was driving to Nova Scotia. It was closed, but I did drive on the Covered Bridge, and there's like a little convenience store right across from the factory. They had like all sorts of flavors of chips.
Oh, and fresh.
Yeah, like lobster flavor.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, they had a fire on the weekend, and apparently it just stank.
Like chips?
Well, the grease burns.
Right? Oh.
Yeah. It's basically a giant candle with all the grease in it.
We got so many messages on Instagram and Twitter, people tagging us in that because everyone knows your love
for Covered Bridge.
Now, I don't know if they lost the whole thing.
I'm trying to read the exact damage of it.
Yeah.
It was a huge fire.
It destroyed it, yeah. Very large scale blaze. That's
anybody heard?
100 people from the factory work there. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying how many jobs. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I should have. I mean, there's 100 jobs that are affected.
You see the picture? Like, it is gone.
Yeah, it was a big fire.
So that's a shame. I guess there's going to be a Covered Bridge chip shortage. I guess I'm going to have to go and stock up.
Yeah, you probably should.
A lot of people have like shadow chips, like they're Covered Bridge with different logos.
Yeah, like the Farm Boy chips are made by Covered Bridge. Wow. They're exactly the same, and they're cheaper. So I buy those because I'm frugal.
Still, it's a family-run business. The Albright family.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So
hopefully they build that up again. And
yeah, but you're right. There might be the Covered Bridge shelves might be a little lacking for a bit.
That is sad for me.
You should go stock up, my friend.
I will. I'll go today.
What story do you have for us?
You guys ever do fundraisers at school? Sell chocolate bars, jump rope for heart, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
You ever had to lick peanut butter off other students' toes?
What?
Yeah. Like for a fundraiser?
Yeah.
No.
There's a school in Oklahoma. They're in a bit of trouble because there's a video of students licking peanut butter off each other's toes for the fundraiser. Their parent talks about it, yeah.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to do all that. I had to ask her, like, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What? I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seemed a little excessive.
A little strange. I don't know who came up with that idea. They were doing it for good cause. They were trying to raise money for this place that employs people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities. So it's a great cause.
Their hearts were in the right place.
It just seemed a little odd that they...
Just their tongues were not.
Yeah. No faculty or staff participated during the assembly.
I hope not.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just the students doing it.
But still. Imagine?
And they all volunteered. No one was like forced
to do it.
But
I mean, like, you gotta know. Like, I'm sure it was all harmless and fun and whatever, and like nobody got hurt. And like you said, if it's volunteer, then nobody felt overly uncomfortable. But you gotta know, getting students to lick each other, it's gonna raise some eyebrows.
Yeah,
it also raised some money.
Yeah.
They announced a grand total of $152,830 raised for this place that it employs.
Probably
those
one kid with a big wallet and a foot fetish was just calling.
Yeah, going to town.
I'll lick them all.
Tony.
Oh, right.
Tony.
Maybe it was supported by the writer's craft teacher.
Nice.
Hey, Skippy.
And then someone else overreacted to the superintendent. This is disgusting. We are cleaning up this filth at Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, what did you do to raise $150,000 for charity?
Superintendent Ryan Walters.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's a curious decision. I mean, like I said,
getting young people in a school situation to lick each other's body is probably not going to go over well with a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
And probably shouldn't be done. But to say it's like, to get all huff, 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 huff.
This filth in our school.
Yeah. Like, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't have the kids lick each other. Please.
No.
Please. First of all, it's unsanitary because they're teenagers. They're disgusting. Yeah. Secondly,
it looks weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't go over well. But congrats on the money. Yeah. But don't do that again.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can call us 24 hours a day. Something in the city. It's stuck in your craw or tickling your fancy, whatever you wish. Something you want to share with the world, leave it here. We do that for you. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Oh, we got a waste management professional here calling in. All right.
Hey, guys. Just want your take on this. I'm a garbage man, and one thing I enjoy is honking the air horn for the kids. Although, when I'm stuck on a small stretch picking up, and I'm stuck beside them for 5 minutes, when they yell or give the hand gesture, I'll honk two small and one long for a good 5 seconds. Love to see the cheers and smiles, but they are relentless. I will not stop screaming. So I might give another good one. After that, I might stop. And I feel kind of bad if homeowners are sleeping or have babies. Anyways, what do you guys think about the kids and the situation?
I think you're making those kids' day.
Yeah, I think it's fine. You're not doing it constantly, I imagine.
He says they're relentless. So they just chase him around the block and make him do like 40 times. I mean, that would get a bit.
Oh, I wouldn't do it then.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You get one series of honks. That's it. I like that they, I imagine different drivers for different, like different truckers have different techniques with their horns, right? That guy said he's too short, one long.
Brr, brr, brr.
Yeah, right? Sure, somewhere. That's the
standard. That's what I would assume.
Two fists.
The acknowledge honk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Usually says it goes by though, like meh, meh.
Yeah.
He's not breaking land speed records, probably going driveway to driveway. Right. So,
yeah. So he goes, he honks for the kids, and then he has to stop
100 times, and they can just walk beside him and keep pumping their fist at him.
Bumping.
Get out of here! He's got to be like, I gave you a honk. Get out of here!
At some point,
you just gotta tell him. Sorry, it broke.
Yeah,
that's broken.
Yeah, you guys broke it. I honked so hard for you, it broke. Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, broke. Sorry.
Yeah. I think you're fine, man. Yeah. You're not just doing it to be a jerk. You're trying to make the kids happy. I'm sure there's a mom with a young baby who hates your guts, but whatever.
Yeah. Damn, bin man. All right.
What else you got?
Hey, so listen, I mean, I could understand if I went out of my way to do something for you, could have potentially ran into a problem, but I did it anyways. You'd say, hey, man, thanks. And I'd say, you know what? No problem, dude. No problem at all. But if I just went through the drive-thru and paid $5 for a cup of ice and you say no problem after I say thank you, I would hope it's not a problem, right? It's your job. Like, you went out of your way to give me this drink. Okay, maybe I'm overreacting, but our words have meaning. And can we think about what our words mean before we say them instead of just hopping on the word bandwagon and saying whatever's easiest for your brain to comprehend? Thank you.
What's this guy's problem?
He's hung on the word and the phrase no problem.
Oh, okay.
But it's a very common thing. Yeah, no problem. But like he says, I hope it wasn't a problem that you had to go and get my drink. It's true, but he is overreacting.
As a person who has worked in the drive-thru before, they're not saying that because they care about you at all. They're just acknowledging that you said words to them.
Of course.
That's how most is.
That's it.
Like, most of people say thank you for stuff. they're just being polite. So you're just saying back, yeah, no problem. Like, as if, like, yeah, of course.
That's it. Of course. But he's right. The actual words do mean, ooh, yeah, no problem at all. I went through the, like, when someone says, yeah, no worries. Well, I wasn't going to worry about it. Yeah.
But also the thank you that you give them. You're just being polite, too.
Yeah, because that's true.
You don't really you mean ordered thank it and you paid for it. You could just be quiet and everything would be fine, too.
Yeah. And plus, if we're going to start holding every part of our conversations to the literal meaning of the words, good Lord.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What? No.
Yeah.
It just seems like a bit of a dick.
You're coming off like a dick, and you might want to put your energy other places of worrying someone and saying, yeah, no problem. Just being polite and a human being to you. What would you rather them say? What's the response then? If you say thank you for bringing you a plate of food, what would you like them to say?
The classic, you're welcome. Of course.
I get the feeling that he would complain about that too.
Yeah, he'd find a way. Is he really welcome? I don't feel welcome, baby.
You know what? He's not welcome. Wouldn't be welcome in my drive-thru. Kick rocks. Get out of here. Yeah. Make your food at home, jerk.
Talk about, like, first world problems. Yeah. Like, talk about something. Of course. Like,
someone said no problem when I said thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call a radio station and have a hissy fit about it.
Now, we do ask them to call.
Yeah, we ask them to do that, Chris.
Yeah, and then to our scrutiny. What do we're not supposed to do what we do when people call now because we don't like...
No, of course, but we should encourage more people like this jerk to call, is what
we
I'm saying.
We should all just sit in silence and not say anything to each other at all.
Yeah. Hey, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
I like no worries more than... I say no worries more than...
Some people
no worries.
Hate that.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know why.
No worries.
Well, I wasn't worrying.
I know you weren't.
I had confidence in
I'm
you.
I'm saying I wasn't worrying. It wasn't a worry to me either.
Yeah. It's not a worry for you. Worry. No worries doesn't mean it's for you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean for you.
It means I have
no
worries.
Yeah, I had no worries.
It means there was no worries in me doing this for you. Like, I didn't even think of it being an issue or anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure. Of course.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I say it. Yeah, no, for sure.
Anyways.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy. That's what this guy wants.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
And you're welcome. Yeah. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what
here's
you
a wrong coffee.
You want to reach our Dougie line? It's 216-3849 or 216 Doug.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
On a Biggs and Barr show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one we're counting. We're not telling you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Ann on the phone.
Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
What you doing?
Just to get ready for the day.
What's on the docket?
It's on tap.
Yeah.
Actually, a doctor and dentist appointment.
Oh, wow. Sounds
back
like a
to
great
back.
Monday. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Get it over with.
That's efficient planning on your part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck today, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ann, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state is the birthplace of jazz?
Louisiana.
What Canadian actress played Kevin McAllister's mom in the Home Alone movies?
Catherine O'Hara.
30 years ago today, what Canadian funny man died of a heart attack at the age of 43?
John Candy.
58 years ago, who did John Lennon say the Beatles were more popular than?
Jesus.
Who would be a better to have a couple beers with, Gumby or Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster.
All right, let's go over your answers as soon as the time ends.
Wow, you're in there pretty quick.
All right, Ann, let's go over your answers.
Yeah.
Who would be better to have a couple beers with, Gumby or Cookie Monster? I believe you said Cookie Monster.
I don't know.
The answer here is Gumby, but I don't know.
Cookie be spilling everything everywhere. He's a little too
rambunctious.
He's only
like that with cookies. He's not like that with everything.
He's probably very beer neat monster with beers.
Just don't have cookies around and you're
That's
fine.
That's true. All right, we can give it to her.
58 years ago, who did John Lennon say the Beatles were more popular than? You said Jesus. That's correct. 30 years ago, what Canadian funny man died of a heart attack at the age of 43? You said John Candy. That is unfortunately correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
30 years now, eh, since John Candy died?
He was big when he went. He was big.
Yeah, man. He was. Seemed like a lovely man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What Canadian actress played Kevin McAllister's mom in the Home Alone movies? You said Catherine O'Hara. That is correct. She is 70 years old today.
70. And also really good friends with John Candy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A terrible birthday that would have been for her.
It's SCTV reunion questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And what U.S. state is the birthplace of jazz? Now, you said Louisiana.
Oh, man.
And. Oh, you're right.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Is that another winner? Oh,
yeah. My goodness.
My goodness. Well done, Ann. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, now you have a decision. Where do you want your Plinko chip to start? Biggs Bar Pasty or Shea 106?
Let's go with Bar.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's garbage. Garbage pick.
Ah, you got Gasserie.
Gasserie.
There you go.
Is that how much?
$400.
$400. Man, $200 for gas, $200 for gas or groceries. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen.
No problem. Thank you. Well done this morning. Hold on.
It's a good start to the week for Ann.
Yeah, not bad.
Wins $400. Goes and gets checked out of the dentist and the doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Gets her teeth clean.
That is efficient.
Yeah. It is efficient.
Yeah.
I got to get a filling replaced this week. That's my news. All right.
I have a feeling I have the first cavity of my life.
Really?
I do believe. I don't know. It's getting a little temperature sensitive. And I'll tell you, I've never really had tooth pain.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Oh.
Like when you drink something slightly colder than it should
terrible.
Be and it shakes you to your...
Yeah.
Right to the stem of your brain.
Yeah, there's no pain worse.
Whatever. You know?
I mean, that I've experienced. There's no, like I had a real toothache once. Like a true, like, just nonstop throbbing for, like, 2 days. It took me to get to the dentist. I wanted to lie under a bus. Like, it was awful.
This is off topic, but also on topic.
Yeah.
Did I hear right in the hallway the other day that our boss, Adam, is going to get a gold tooth?
I think he said that, yeah.
Was he not joking?
No,
or was
I don't
he
think
was serious?
Yeah, he's serious. He's going to get a gold tooth.
All right.
I don't know if it's visible. I don't know if it's one of his visible teeth.
I hope it is.
It's on par for the ridiculous human
absolutely,
that he is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Trying to pass himself off like some sort of serious person.
Yeah,
it's a ridiculous. Yeah. Like you're a cartoon.
All right.
Like, but anyways, it'll be great.
Oh, yeah. I say go for it.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
For us. More ammo for us. But anyways, congratulations, Ed. All right. Jamie, you got to crank up the difficulty for a bit here.
Was that too easy?
No, that wasn't easy. She just knew her stuff. But I mean, we've been giving out cash like crazy. It's an ATM. That's what we are.
Yep. We love it.
Bank of Shea.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. I'd like to just continue reminding folks, because we announced it Friday, but we did so late in the show, that our March Madness of Small Towns has begun.
Oh, yeah.
The 32 teams that were nominated by y'all are in a bracket, and they're at Shea106.com, and we need you to go vote on the first round of the bracket. Some hot matchups right out of the gate, like some contested people might be a question. Why are you putting these two powerhouses against each other so early? I mean, no one's probably saying that, but if you want to go and vote, you can do so at Shea106.com.
Maybe you're going to vote for Munster. Because Munster is named after the province of Munster in Ireland. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I thought it was named after Herman Munster.
Yeah, same. Totally, I thought
that. Is that the only small fact you have there?
Maybe take the opportunity to go to some of these small towns, you know, looking for something to do. Weather's getting nicer. You might want to, you know, investigate. I was in Carlton Place yesterday.
You know what's crazy? I was in Elmont yesterday for just, you know, a little day trip there, do a little walk around. And I was going to put a post up and be like, hey, but then I'm I don't want to throw any favor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to show that I'm favoring our current champion.
Yeah.
I just so happened to be there.
I wasn't down there for the river walk. I went to get a valve cover gasket.
Oh, nice.
At the Canadian Tire.
You got to do what you got to do, right? But go right now. Towns like Brockville, Winchester, Arnprior, Kinburn, Perth, all on the line. Calabogie, Merrickville.
Yeah, there's 32 of them.
There's 32.
Yeah.
Go vote. Take you 5 minutes to do it at Shea106.com. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right.
Well, people are always telling us what's good and bad for our health.
Oh, are they?
Apparently, a sleep expert now says that drinking coffee first thing in the morning is not good.
What?
Yeah. And they say you should wait several hours until your hormone levels aren't as high.
Why? When
you wake up, your cortisol level is at its peak, and it's your primary stress hormone.
Okay.
And that enhances alertness and focus. Also regulates your metabolism and your immune system response. So they said, this person, if you drink coffee at that point, might do more harm than good.
Oh.
And we could become immune to caffeine.
Oh, wow. Oh. And Folger's about to be sued. They say the best part of waking up is Folger's in your cup.
Now, they also say there really is no scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delaying it has any differential
So what is that?
Is just this person's opinion?
Some jerk trying to ruin everybody's day? Yeah. Is that what that is?
And like, what is the... Okay, is it going to take years off my life? Am I going to have, like, two less years at the end of my garbage life?
There really is no scientific evidence.
When I'm just sitting there rotting, and I'm going to have two less of those years? Cool.
It doesn't even say that, though. There's no scientific evidence of that even
of anything.
Yeah.
Just might not sleep as well. Maybe.
Nah, dumb.
I'm sorry I read that.
Yeah. You should take it back. Take it all back.
Drink as much coffee as you like, whatever you like.
There you go. Jay, what do you got?
So, NFL, very popular sport, right? Very popular league. Yeah, football, very popular.
Yeah.
They have this thing, if you don't know, I know a lot of listeners know, the combine. It's where they go and they run and they do different strength stuff and teams get to look at players.
College players. Yes. You get a little deeper look into their skills.
Before draft and stuff like that. So there was this guy who's a safety for Texas Tech. His name's Tyler Owens. And when he was being interviewed at the Combine, he said this. I don't believe in space. I don't think there's other planets and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how that's going to affect his football game. But in the locker room, that might be a problem.
You would, I imagine, get some ribbon.
Oh, probably.
I would think so. I mean,
like, why did he say anything? Did someone ask him?
Hey, do you believe in... What a question. Who would ask that?
Yeah.
Like, who would... Like, what like,
how did it come about that he would even spout that out of his mouth?
I don't know.
That's strange. That would be a strange moment where they're talking about... Yeah, what would they possibly be asking him?
I have some audio, bro. Do you want to hear what he says?
Okay.
I'm a reliever, so I think, like, just worrying about him right now.
That's terrible audio. Yeah, it's too much background.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
I don't believe in space. Like, I don't believe in planets and stuff like that.
That I don't think there's other planets and stuff like that.
So what does he think?
Yeah, what's stuff like that?
Does he think we live in a simulation then? Is that what he thinks? Is that the theory? Like, we're in like a matrix?
Maybe he just believes this is it. This is all there is.
He said he's real religious, so I think we're alone right now. That's what he said. I don't think there's other planets and stuff like that.
Like life? Did he mean life on other planets?
Maybe that's
is that what
he
meant.
Maybe.
But to say I don't believe in space. I don't know. Hey, you're allowed to believe what you want.
It doesn't say what they asked him.
I don't know. I don't know how to...
He also went on to say he started to see flat Earth stuff, which he found interesting.
Yeah.
And they started bringing up,
a lot of people commenting that it's the first case of CTE prior to playing NFL football.
Oh, no, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, but he ran a 4.2 in the 40, so he's good to go.
Not the fastest, though. Wasn't there a record set? Fastest 40 ran this
was
year
it him?
The combine? No, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. Oh, the guy was quick.
Yeah, it was fast.
Holy.
Anywho. Anyways. Yeah. Hey.
I believe in space.
Yeah, space is real.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can. Like, is it true you guys are giving away Nickelback tickets? Yeah, that is true.
It is true. Every time you hear Nickelback starting today on our radio station, you have the opportunity to win Nickelback tickets for Blues Fest.
Biggs, did you see Dune? I did go see Dune, too. It's fantastic. Go watch it if you like the first or sci-fi at all. It's maybe one of the best sci-fi movies in the last decade. It's really, really good. Go watch it.
And that's saying something, because usually when Chris goes to see a movie, even if he's excited to see it, he usually finds some flaw with it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of small flaws that bothered me.
Oh, really?
But they're minute, and most people wouldn't care. So, but the movie,
just because I can pick a fault and I see in the movie doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Right.
It's a fantastic movie. It's one of the most visually attractive movies I've seen in a while. It's a good fun time. It's a good story. Go watch it.
My dentist office has reminded me of my appointment every day for a week by text and phone. Is that necessary?
Mine's the same.
Yeah.
They are like harassing level of like, and they're really sweet people. I like my dentist.
Yeah, you could probably opt out of it. Like I know when I make an appointment, like for the chiropractor, I'll do it online and it says, how do you want to be notified of your appointment? Okay. And I can choose what I want.
My 12-year-old daughter consistently loses her phone. She's listening now. Do you have any advice for her? Yeah, don't lose your phone. Yeah.
Shape up. Don't lose your phone.
Or your parents aren't going to get you another one. And you'll just be phoneless.
Or ship out.
Yeah, would you rather? Yeah. Next one you lose, you're not getting another one until you can buy your own.
Yeah, you got to pay for it yourself.
How does she lose it? Like, how do you? Like, I don't think I've lost a phone ever. I've lost a wallet.
Yeah. I've lost sunglasses.
But I don't think I've lost a phone.
Never lost a phone. Not one time.
How do you lose multiple phones? Like, what is she doing with them? Just whipping them, like, into fields? Yeah. Like,
it's because she didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
That's true. That is true. Well.
Your parent worked hard for those
phones.
Start
a phone replacement fund. Make her do chores to earn enough money. And then the next time she loses it, you'll have the money.
Yeah.
There to pay for it. Mr. Biggs, have you watched Shogun? I have watched Shogun. It's absolutely fantastic.
You did the whole thing? Yeah.
There's only two episodes out.
Oh, okay.
They released the first two at once, and there's a new one every Tuesday, I believe, on Disney Plus. It is, but I love anything that era. I'm a huge, like, medieval Japan fan. So, yeah, but it's a great show.
Does it bug you to see actors in knee pads in action movies? I don't know what that means. Like, what action movies are
actors wearing knee pads?
Knee pads.
Like visible knee pads? Like, I know the
like where they're not supposed to be, like where you can see them through their jeans or whatever, or.
I don't understand.
Like part of their
uniform.
And what
sort of action movies are you talking about?
Do you guys go to the dentist regularly?
Yeah. Go to the dentist?
Last year I ran out of benefits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a lot of fillings last year. But like, did it need to be replaced? I'm getting to that age. Jason, you're probably closing in on that age too, where our young fillings are starting to like crack and give and they got to replace them.
I never had any fillings when I was a kid. I got a couple fillings when I was an adult from an overzealous dentist.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm fine.
I was just too sweet.
I have no internet. Can you give Formula One results, please? You know the answer. I don't need
it's
to even
say. It's
Formula
the same
Formula
One result.
It's the same guy for the next 24 races, so you're good.
Yeah.
Verstappen.
And only if he crashes does somebody else win.
Yes.
It's the only chance anybody else has. He's ruined the sport.
Can't find how to enter the vote for the small town contest. Well, you go to Shea106.com.
Yeah.
And then you click on the thing that says March Madness of Small Towns and follow all the instructions on there. That's how you do it.
What floors did Chris spit on this weekend? None.
Did you spit outside?
I don't spit on the ground.
Well, we know that's a lie. We've seen you.
Well,
Right on the floor here at work.
I do not spit on the floor at work. You use it as an example.
Like you have. It's not like you do it. He doesn't do it regularly.
I have never.
A couple times I've seen him lean over and spit on the floor.
I've never seen him intentionally spit on the floor.
Stop spreading lies.
Oh, I have.
No, you
intentionally?
Haven't. He's lying.
Yeah, I've seen him get a little whatever. He leans over. Right on the carpet here at his workplace.
And your fake sound effect that you play every now and again, no one's buying that either.
See, he just spit again.
You brought a spittoon in, Chris?
Yeah. Well, I was giving me so much flack for spitting on the floor, I figured I'd bring a spittoon.
Trying to stick up for you. And there you are spitting again, man.
You guys. Shay 106.
Instant answer question time.
20 questions spectacular bonanza.
This is our limited contest. You know, like when they do a limited TV series.
Oh, I see.
A certain amount of episodes.
Limited run, yeah.
Limited run contest here where we're going to ask the same 20 questions every day at this exact same time until someone gets them all right. And we're going to keep adding $100 in Lotto every day until they do. We're up to $500 now.
And maybe today Linda will win.
Maybe today Linda will win. Linda, did you hear Friday when somebody answered 10?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you
didn't.
Boy.
No.
So you're just relying on your own wit then.
Well, I mean,
well, you're our first lady contestant, right? I do believe so.
And you don't sound like a dummy, so let's see how it goes here.
See how smart they are.
Okay. So you can't take longer than 5 seconds to answer, and as soon as you get one wrong, you're done, all right?
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right.
All right, here we go.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Go!
What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before pieces and peanut butter cups.
Braces.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
East.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this popular crop.
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
Well, Linda, the answer was corn.
Oh, you can't give it away. Oh, no, it was already given
away.
You've
already given that one away.
Yeah, but still. Not everyone heard it.
It's true.
Okay.
Next time.
All right, Linda. Thanks for calling, though.
It was fun.
All right, wow, that's good. Have a great one, Joe. All right, well.
5 questions of awesome. Man,
back down to 5, I guess, now.
Someone has answered 10. 10 answers are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Back, listen to the podcast from Friday if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Man.
I thought Linda would do better.
I agree.
Even without hearing Friday's 10, I thought she would do better. But we're back down to 5. We'll try again tomorrow for $600 in Lotto. I mean, this is going to get crazy.
This could go on forever.
It could. Who knows? You know? I love it. I really do. I like the drama.
I enjoy it as well.
I like that, you know?
Yeah.
Going to take a true listener, a true fan to win, probably. Somebody paying attention, writing down answers.
And people playing along, too, who know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
mad. Yeah. Or yeah. they're going to get into it, right?
Tell your friends.
Yeah. They got to hear this insane contest. That's going to make them irate by day 2.
Circle is a shape.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
Just want to remind you that payroll payday is continuing. People asking. Someone texted in, do you do it over the weekend or is the person from Friday go to Monday? The person from Friday goes to Monday.
Right.
So there could be a big moneymaker today and maybe even going forward. Fella going for $800.
Oh, that's all right.
If you don't know, if you registered our website, we call it a name every couple hours during the regular work day and we pay those people until the next person calls in. You get $100 an hour. So go register.
Just by listening to Shay.
9 o'clock's the next one, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Jason, what do you got?
Well, we've been celebrating all day because it's World Obesity Day and we're obese. But
according
I think we
to
got,
the internet.
We got it wrong. Apparently, they don't want people to be obese. That's why they call it World Obesity Day.
So shouldn't it be World Don't Be Obese Day?
You would think. It's a misleading title. Clickbait it for sure.
Here we're celebrating our glorious fatness, and now apparently that's not what we're supposed to be doing. It's not healthy or something? Is that what they're trying to tell you?
Now, well, the internet claims obesity to be, like, not what everyone thinks obesity
right.
is.
Yeah, it claims I'm obese. If you ever see me, pictures of me, I'm, you know, carrying a few extra, but I would never see someone that looked like me, and that's not just being self-centered. Like, I would never see someone with my shape and be like, that guy's obese. Yeah. Never.
No. And or me morbidly obese.
It says Jamie's morbidly obese.
Yeah. And I am overweight.
But like, we
You're just overweight.
Chris, you're 6'3".
Yeah.
Your ideal weight is, I believe, like 165 pounds.
Yeah, it wants me to weigh 120 pounds less than I weigh right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I would literally just be skinned.
You'd be hospitalized.
Yeah, I would be in the hospital.
Well, this day started in 2010 in Europe. It started as European Obesity Day, and then they launched it in 2015 for the world, and they used to do it in October, but I guess you eat a lot of candy in October, so they changed it to March.
Well, I mean, obesity is clearly a problem. I mean,
it's
we're
the leading form of malnutrition over underweight.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's it's a bunch of health reasons are issues are caused by it, and the kids are a bunch of fatties running around. I mean, obviously, like we It's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. But we were celebrating it the wrong way, so I'm going to cancel our lunch reservation.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Starting and to Jamie, get the sweats off, okay? Just thinking
yeah,
about
yeah, look at you. Stop it. You're disgusting.
Just getting the sweats just thinking about lunch.
All right. Listen, guys. calling people fat is rude, right? Probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There's a new list coming up people are adding to. These are common things people do that they don't realize is actually rude. All right? Now, I don't know who wouldn't realize this, but like listening to anything in public with the volume turned up,
you don't know who wouldn't realize it? A lot of people.
I know, but I'm saying, but like it's crazy that they don't understand that that's rude.
You walk around pretty much any shopping center, place. Mall, Costco, anyway, there is someone.
Oh.
Talking to someone on their speakerphone.
At the loudest.
Just holding it out in front of them.
Yeah, either that or the
FaceTime.
The FaceTiming at like volume 1,000 while they're walking around. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Parking a shopping cart in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've that's gone obviously, on at length
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we definitely know. Stepping off a busy escalator and then stopping to look around. Like at the top, stopping at the top of the escalator.
Happens.
And not continuing as a big pile up.
Happens in many doorways.
People do it with doors.
You find your elderly do that a lot.
Yeah. If someone declines alcohol or drugs, insisting that they partake, looking disappointed or asking them why they're not drinking or smoking. Hey, you want to drink? No, why not? Yeah. I don't want to drink.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you some kind of girly girl? Like that type of nonsense, dumb stuff. Letting your dog jump on someone else?
Well, sometimes it's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, sometimes it'll catch you off guard. Like, if you don't have a dog.
But if you don't stop it.
Like, I know my dog. I know my big guy's going to maul anyone he gets near because he loves people so much. And he's a 160-pound dog. So I keep him real close and tell people. Everyone's like, is he friendly? I'm like, yeah, he's too friendly. You're going to end up on your ass. Just a warning. Asking a newly married couple if they plan to have kids.
Yeah.
Apparently that's rude.
It is.
I guess.
That's one of the minor ones.
Harassing them is rude.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Looking at your phone while someone else talks to you.
what if that other person is really boring, though?
There's not a marriage alive. It doesn't happen on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I will start having pretend conversations with my wife when she tunes me out and starts looking at her phone. I'll just start saying things that are absolutely insane and absurd.
And see if she notices?
Yeah, she never does. She just, and then she'll, but what? Sorry? I just said. Anyways, commenting on weight.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about that.
What if you're like, oh, you've lost a bunch of weight? Is that rude?
Apparently it is. Yeah.
Wow, you look great. Like some people say that, right?
How is that rude?
Because you're insinuating that they didn't look great before.
Oh, maybe they didn't. Maybe they look gross and unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm going to break the rules. You look less morbidly obese than you have.
Oh, thank you very much, Chris.
You're down a little bit. You're almost to the obese category. It's good
almost.
To see.
We'll see.
Yeah, you're less disgusting. giving parenting advice. Yeah, that's never a good thing. And saying no offense followed by something very offensive.
Yeah,
you can't just mitigate it with no offense.
Anytime someone says
don't
that.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I'm immediately taking it the wrong way.
I have prepared my body to take this the wrong way.
I will search out the way to take it the wrong way because you planted the seed.
If you got any others, text them to 762-555.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
If you have something stuck in your craw or something tickling your fancy or just something you want to discuss or want us to discuss, you leave it on our Dougie Line. 216-3849. I mean, you can walk around your neighborhood and flap your gums at anyone you want. You're never going to reach as many people in a year doing that as we're going to do in one single playing of a message you leave. So if you want to get the word out to the world, you leave it on our Dougie Line, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, if you didn't know, we're doing the March Madness of Small Towns, and voting is open, like meaning you go and fill out your first round of brackets. It's small town against small town.
32 towns, yeah.
So go do that at Shea106.com. And we got a call here in support of a town from our pal Willie from Orleans.
Oh, okay. Willie.
Here we go.
Big Spar and Jamie, it's Willie from Orleans here. And I would just love to say I love the March Madness of small towns, and I would want Navin to win number one. And let's go Navin. All the people from Orleans should be voting for Navin. Maybe we can get you guys broadcasting from the Navin Arena or the Navin Fairgrounds or whatever the case. Anybody who ever had an early morning practice in the Navin Arena knows what I'm talking about when their water used to taste like rotten eggs. Here we go, boys. Here we go, Orleans. Why can't we get ourselves all together to get the boys to win Navin as the best team? The best team in the Navin in the small town.
A strong close.
Shoot.
Strong close, man.
It was
strong
a good close. One. I must have come in Saturday night.
Yeah.
He was rolling, but
he's doing.
Now, there you go. You got to put Navin's got to go through.
Well, I mean, it's the closest to that area, to Orleans and stuff, obviously. I've been to the Navin Fair, and it's a nice fair.
Go through Navin a lot.
Yeah, drive through quite a bit. We got a couple nice garden centers in that area, too.
Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Plant.
Yeah, I think that's that considered. One there, yeah. I've been to the Navin Arena.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the water sulfur taste. Water. It no, was you fine. Didn't. Yeah. He did say used to, so.
But, hey, if you want to vote, if it's one of your favorites, swing by Shea106.com and vote for it or any of the others that are up there. There's a ton. All right. Good luck to everybody. Jamie, what else you got?
Oh, this.
Okay, so we know that Chris spits on the floor, but not at work. And I think he has to wear shoes in his own home because he doesn't have carpet. So he doesn't spit at the floor at work, but he's allowed to spit at the floor at home. Am I understanding that right?
No, you're not.
No.
He doesn't spit at the floor.
I don't spit
at home.
On the floor at home. No, I don't spit on the floor at work. I don't spit on the floor in public. I barely spit outside unless, like I'm doing exercise or something.
Or if you get a bug in your mouth.
Yeah, or a bug, or you have a cold. Expected. I mean, that would be the only reasons. I'm not a big. I'm not even going to say that because then you
a
guys
big
are gonna,
spitter?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say I'm not a spitter.
No, yeah.
But I don't spit.
I just think.
It's a false lie spread by. A morbidly obese ginger man sitting to my right who likes to make my days harder by spreading, I think through the history of the show, every false thing that makes me look terrible has
like
been
what?
Started and spread by Jamie. I don't know. I'd have to go through it, but there's been a few.
Like eating food off the floor. That's true. You've done that.
No, but I'll admit to that.
Yeah.
I just want you to put yourself in the shoes of like our old promo girl, Jory here. Like she's walking around, sees you spit on the floor.
I don't.
She's going to be.
Spit on the floor.
And now she doesn't work here anymore. She left.
She does.
That's why
she's got a new job in the company, Jamie.
No, that's why she left because Chris was spitting on the floor.
No, it wasn't because Chris was spitting on the floor.
You know what? Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but people are going to believe it.
Yeah. Well, because you have. Like,
I've never spit on the floor.
I told you, I've seen you turn.
You can't say never.
Yeah, you can't say never.
On the floor indoors?
You've never spit on purpose. Like you've choked on like coffee or something or laughed
that's
with a.
Choking. That's not spitting.
And stuff has come out of your mouth onto the floor. I've done it too that way. I've, something funny's happened and I've been taking a mouthful of coffee and out it comes.
All right. I got to clear the air. I feel bad. I have to illustrate what actually a good guy Chris is.
Okay.
But 5 minutes ago, you sat in your chair and threw popsicle sticks at a 38-year-old man. That was me. So he's I had to clear the air. He's such a good guy. He was throwing popsicle sticks. That was me, by the way.
I picked them up. I picked them up. You act
they're
like
in a pile
you don't
on the floor.
Did you say
me.
You picked them up?
I did. I have my hair.
Oh.
Those are the ones he didn't throw.
I didn't see
there's
you get out of your
of
chair.
There's a pile of them on the floor. Of course he did it.
I gathered them up into a pile for me to, in the future, pick up.
The ones in front of you.
No, the ones
on the floor.
I gathered them into a pile over there.
Oh, with your foot.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I swept them up into a pile.
Gotcha.
Fair
enough. If you could do that, what's stopping you from spitting on the floor at work?
It's a huge gap between lobbing a tiny wooden stick at my coworker who whips things at me all the time, too, then spitting on
the
floor.
All the time.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah, go vote on your small town there.
Yeah, go vote. Yeah. Yeah. And go spit on it if you like it.
Yeah, what town do you think they spit on the floor the most?
Smith Falls?
Whatever.
Smith Falls, you think they spit on the floor?
Not even a question.
Yeah, I don't think.
Not even in any list anywhere. Smith Falls, even if they're not on the list. Yeah. They spit on the floor the most.
Chris looking at real estate in Smith Falls.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, I'm at home.
I'm free. I'm with my people. My floor is spitting people.
We got an email from a guy, Ian from Smith Falls, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to hear the winner of the small town. He owns 4 Degrees Brewing and Distillery located in Smith Falls. So there you go.
I hear they spit on the floor there.
I don't know if they spit. I would hope not. Don't. Those places are pretty clean. You're not welcome.
Yeah, you're not welcome in the brewery.
I hate you so much sometimes. Listen, go vote. And if you want to call us, leave us a message. about anything except for me spitting
on
the floor.
Yeah, no more.
Yeah. Well, we won't get any more of those. Yeah. Not at all. Here's the number.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Next chance to get paid is only 10 minutes away. So if you've registered at Shay106.com, listen up, because Amy's going to be calling out another name very soon. All right? Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Please give us a listen and a subscription if you don't mind. It's free, and we make nothing off it, but it kind of helps us keep our job. So go to that.
That's fair assessment.
You know what I'm saying?
That is accurate.
Anything else you gents want to mention?
Enjoy World Obesity Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you know an obese friend, give him a call and say, hey, congrats.
I apologize if you said, did you say Nickelback yet? If you hear Nickelback today?
No, I haven't said that yet either. Keep your ears open for Nickelback. When you hear him text, win to 762-555.
Go see him at Blues Fest.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a warm one, so get rid of them pants. I'm out. We got nothing left.
Got nothing left.
Yeah, nothing left. Okay. Just trouble jerking.
The Biggs and Bar Show.